His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Center for Food Studies at Bard College, Simon's Rock, is presenting their 7th annual Think Food Conference as a virtual event on Zoom. It happens tomorrow and Sunday with a special opening workshop today. Think Food 7 features panels with practical takeaways to help you eat, shop, and think about food in a more sustainable way. You can register at their website, simons-rock.edu. The Kent Memorial Library is offering a virtual music access program of coffeehouse-style musical performances. The first tonight at 7 p.m. Proposed remaining groups include the KC Sisters, Spin Music, Wanda Houston, and George Potts. The presentations on Zoom are free and open to the public. Wanda Houston, their patio dinner show set for tonight at 6:30 at the Sharon Playhouse. Only 80 patrons allowed. Check to see if there's still room at sharonplayhouse.org. Coming up tomorrow, the Harvest Festival Reimagined, a month-long celebration, kicks off at the Berkshire Botanical Garden with Kids Rule, children's fall-themed activities, and Berkshire Waldorf School Puppet Wagon. More information at berkshirebotanical.com. A fabric swap is happening on Saturday, 1:30. It'll wrap up starting at 12 noon at the Sheffield Town Clerk Pavilion on Frederick Lane. Bring fabric, notions, yarn, arts, and crafts no longer being used. This is a free event. Masks and social distancing are required. The Sharon Audubon Center has a in-person online offering coming up at the Sharon Audubon Center, 325 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon, Connecticut, happening tomorrow from 1 till 2. It is a Moose in Connecticut program online via Zoom by Sharon Audubon Center. Sign up is required, sharon.audubon.org. There's a benefit for the Cummings family happening at Veterans Field in Sharon on Saturday from 1 till dusk. There'll be raffles, music by Maximum Dosage Band. Now, Connecticut COVID rules are in effect. The Sharon Playhouse presents Connecticut Virtuoso Chamber Orchestra, Four Seasons by Vivaldi. That happens on Saturday at 8 p.m. There's room for 52 cars. More information to see if it's still open, sharonplayhouse.org, to see if there's more room for more cars. In Falls Village, the hearing on the proposed affordable housing development on River Road in Falls Village has once again been continued, this time until October 14th at 6:30. It'll be held via Zoom. Details will be posted on the Falls Village website. A Connecticut woman was found in the woods in New Marlborough, Massachusetts, on a Wednesday evening after fleeing from police, who suspected she struck a pole and left the scene earlier in the day. Sarah Jeannie Davis, 29, of Kent, was found by Sheffield Police K-9 unit about a half mile from DeSantisfield Fire Station off Route 57 after a search by multiple area police departments and state troopers. She was dehydrated but otherwise uninjured, according to Sheffield Police Chief Eric Munson III, transported by ambulance to Berkshire Medical Center for a mental health evaluation. In Torrington, Vogel Wetmore Elementary School and Torrington Middle School both were closed yesterday, and they'll be closed today due to confirmed cases of the coronavirus, the superintendent stated in a letter. The city school district learned Wednesday that a member of the school community at Vogel Wetmore and Torrington Middle School tested positive for the virus. For the first time since early March, there will be high school sporting events that count in Connecticut. The last games that were held came in the state basketball tournaments in March, when the CIAC canceled the remainder of the season in the blink of an eye once the coronavirus pandemic began. 2 months later, the entire spring season was canceled, and late this summer, there was almost an endless dance of meetings, plans, and protests from the CIAC headquarters in Cheshire to local school board meetings to the state capitol. Local sports even took up some of the governor's time, all leading to sports coming back to Connecticut. JetBlue Airways and Delta have suspended operations at Stewart International Airport in New York indefinitely as revenue and demand plummet amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The suspensions were confirmed at a meeting with the Stewart Airport Commission. JetBlue Airways, Stewart's most popular airline, had suspended flights in April as part of a company-wide plan to reduce costs amid plummeting demand. They said that a reopening date has not yet been announced, with revenue down and demand for air travel continuing to follow uncertain timelines for recovery. The Greene County office building is closed. It closed yesterday after a county employee tested positive for COVID-19. The building will remain closed until at least Monday, according to a statement issued by the county early afternoon yesterday. The employee who is under quarantine is asymptomatic, according to the county. Everybody who is in contact with the employee is being tested for the virus, and the entire building will be sanitized over the weekend. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up at 27,816.90, the NASDAQ at 11,326.51, and the S&P 500 at 3380.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.